From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Dr. Cairns is bringing a series of studies in the book of Joshua. Today he begins the fifth message in the series, bearing the title, Lessons from Joshua Sending Spies to Jericho. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First of all, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning. Our text for this morning comes from Exodus chapter 16 and verse 21. They gathered manna every morning. Labor to maintain a sense of thine entire dependence upon the Lord's goodwill and pleasure for the continuance of thy richest enjoyments. Never try to live on the old manna, nor seek to find help in Egypt. All must come from Jesus, or thou art undone forever. Old anointings will not suffice to impart unction to thy spirit. Thine head must have fresh oil poured upon it from the golden horn of the sanctuary, or it will cease from its glory. Today thou mayest be upon the summit of the Mount of God, but he who has put thee there must keep thee there, or thou wilt sink far more speedily than thou dreamest. Thy mountain only stands firm when he settles it in its place. If he hide his face, thou wilt soon be troubled. If the Savior should see fit, there is not a window through which thou seest the light of heaven which he could not darken in an instant. Joshua bade the sun stand still, but Jesus can shroud it in total darkness. He can withdraw the joy of thine heart, the light of thine eyes, and the strength of thy life. In his hand thy comforts lie, and at his will they can depart from thee. This hourly dependence our Lord is determined that we shall feel and recognize, for he only permits us to pray for our daily bread, and only promises that as our days our strength shall be. Is it not best for us that it should be so, that we may often repair to his throne and be constantly reminded of his love? Oh, how rich the grace which supplies us so continually, and doth not refrain itself because of our ingratitude. The golden shower never ceases, the cloud of blessing tarries evermore above our habitation. O Lord Jesus, we would bow at thy feet, conscious of our utter inability to do anything without thee, and in every favor which we are privileged to receive, we would adore thy blessed name, and acknowledge thine unexhausted love.
Yeah.
In the 18th chapter of Luke's Gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ presented a parable to the end that men ought always to pray and not to faint. If ever there was a time when believers in the Lord Jesus Christ needed to pray, surely it is now. The moral condition of our land, the apparent powerlessness of our churches, cry out for God's people to seek the Lord earnestly for revival. To encourage true Christians in the urgent need to pray, Let the Bible Speak is pleased to offer, free of charge, copies of a powerful message by Jonathan Edwards, one of the greatest Christian leaders and thinkers this country has ever produced. The title is typical of Edwards' time, a humble attempt to promote explicit agreement and visible union of God's people in extraordinary prayer for the revival of religion and advancement of Christ's kingdom on earth. Don't let the title put you off. This is a message for this hour. In a 20-page booklet form, Edwards' sermon calls upon believers to unite in earnest prayer for God to come in reviving power upon His church. The great revivals of history have always come as the result of fervent prayer, sometimes on the part of just a few Christians who were burdened to seek God for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in revival power. That power is still available for those who will seriously seek it. To obtain your free copy of this message, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. If you wish, you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615, and ask for Edwards on Prayer. The address again is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Ask for the message Edwards on Prayer, and we'll be happy to send you a free copy. As God prepared Joshua and the children of Israel for entrance into the Promised Land, He emphasized many things that provide spiritual lessons for Christians in every age. In chapter 2, we find the record of Joshua sending 2 spies to scout out the city of Jericho. The Lord had promised the victory. So why did Joshua send the spies? In answering that question, Dr. Cairns will set forth the importance and influence of special witness to the people of God. The spies were ordinary men, well known to the Israelites, and their testimony provided an important point of contact with God's great purpose. Now to introduce this message called Lessons from Why Joshua Sent the Spies to Jericho, here is Dr. Cairns.
Joshua chapter 2, reading verses 1 and 2 and 23 and 24. And Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim 2 men to spy secretly, saying, Go, view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into an harlot's house named Rahab, and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, Behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. Then verse 23. So the two men returned and descended from the mountains and passed over and came to Joshua, the son of Nun, and told him all things that befell them. And they said unto Joshua, Truly, the Lord hath delivered into our hands all the land, for even all the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us. Amen. The Lord will add His own blessing to the reading of these few verses from His own precious word for His name's sake. As we continue, at least for a little time, to look at some studies in Joshua, I want us to think of the beginning and the end of this chapter. Joshua sent out the spies to spy the land around Jericho, and they returned with the word, Truly the Lord hath delivered into our hands all the land, for even all the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us. Spies, sort of a romantic word. Certainly, spies are a special breed of people. They have to be. Ordinary enough to blend into the woodwork, they yet have to be extraordinary enough to live calmly in the midst of danger as they work right under the noses of their enemies. Joshua sent out two such men to spy out the countryside around Jericho and especially Jericho itself. They not only surveyed the area, they entered right into the city. Now, it's easy to read this, but a moment's thought and imagination will let you see that it was a very, very dangerous ploy. They hoped to get into the city and to get out again totally undetected. They planned to gather there some specialized information about the city's defenses, no doubt about its weaknesses, so that their armies may exploit them. Perhaps they even imagined, as spies normally do, that they might be able to organize some inside help within the city. On most counts, all their hopes were dashed. They had no sooner arrived than their presence was discovered. They obtained no military information. They had no time to seek to organize a fifth column within the populace of Jericho. In the event, none of these things was needed anyway, because the Lord had other plans for the destruction of Jericho. And yet, the mission of the spies was very, very far from worthless. Follow them for a moment into Jericho. They chose a harlot's house as a place where their presence would be least likely to attract attention. And there they found not just a harlot, they found a deliverer. As soon as the hue and cry had been raised by the king of Jericho and those who were searching in his behalf, Rahab hid these spies, misdirected the search party, and then pointed out to the spies the way to sure safety. That was a great service, but she did much more than that. She described to these men the paranoid state of the men of Jericho. She told the spies how that the people of Jericho had heard of the Lord's mighty deeds on behalf of the children of Israel, and how on hearing those records, they had fallen into deep despair at the prospect of Israel's invasion. Now, here was the real value of the spies' mission. It gave them first-hand information and proof of the alarm, the utter terror that was gripping the hearts of the men of Jericho. The spies left, impressed no doubt. In fact, they couldn't have been anything but impressed unless they were blind. Impressed with the great walls of defense, the double wall of defense that Jericho boasted, but assured nonetheless of victory. And that's the message that they brought back, even as we were reading in the final verse of the chapter. What a message. Truly, the Lord hath delivered into our hands all the land. Joshua must have heaved a sigh of relief. In a way, I find it surprising that Joshua sent out spies at all. You'll remember that he had been one of a party of spies, 12 on that occasion, sent by Moses to spy out the land from Kadesh Barnea. And Joshua well remembered the shameful cowardice and unbelief of 10 of those spies. And he certainly could not afford any repeat performance of spies coming back with an ill report of the land, spreading fear, despondency, and defeatism among the people. He couldn't afford that. So why did he send spies at all? After all, he had God's command to go forward. He had God's promise of what the Lord would do if he did go forward. In the event he didn't use anything that the spies brought back to form his battle plan, he got that directly from the Lord. So the question again is, why would Joshua, in a human sense, risk everything by sending out spies at all? I think the answer to that question has more than a little spiritual significance. You see, Joshua sent the spies so that their ability to get into Jericho and out again in safety, and their testimony to the fear and the alarm that God had spread through the defenders of the city, would strengthen the faith of Israel's armies. Now that is a very practical message for us, something that we can easily overlook. The personal testimony of a few of God's people to His mighty working can stir up the great body of Christians to launch into the work of God with great confidence. I want us to think of that today, the importance and the influence on the church of God's special chosen witnesses. And I want us to illustrate the Lord's use of these special witnesses from Joshua's use of the two spies whom he sent into the environs of Jericho. By employing the spies, Joshua did four things. Now, the very first thing was that he met a deep-seated need in the people. As I've said, we may well ask, why send spies at all? After all that Israel had seen in the wilderness, after all the miracles and the signs of God moving among the people, after all the demonstrations of God's power, God's mercy, God's interventions on their behalf, surely the children of Israel, we would argue, must have gained enough confidence to follow Joshua, the man of God, without the added witness of the spies. The answer would be surely yes. They had seen enough, and they had committed themselves to follow Joshua. Yes. But Joshua knew, and the Lord knew, that despite all that they had seen, the children of Israel would still feel great fear. They would still feel deep inadequacy as they faced the unknown land, with armies of undetermined strength, with defenses so great that no doubt they had heard about them. And however much they were willing to follow Joshua. There would have been. They had evidenced this again and again and again. They would have felt this awful feeling of fear and inadequacy. So Joshua sent out the spies to report on the situation as they saw it. In other words, the spies were a point of contact for ordinary people with the great plans that were shaping their destiny. Try to put yourself in that crowd. There is Joshua. Joshua, to the people of Israel, was a man apart. Joshua stood on a different spiritual level. Joshua appeared, indeed, to the ordinary people of Israel almost to be a man from a different planet. He was a man who had experiences they never had. He was a man who stood on a level they could never reach. And he was there telling them of these great communications from God. Now they believed them. They said, "We're going to follow you, whatever the cost." But when Joshua sent out the spies, they were much more of the ordinary type. They were taken from out of the people. And when the people saw two of their own number, as it were, undoubtedly two very special people of their own number, but still of their own number, who went into Jericho, did their job, came out again, and they gave their report, the people had a point of contact with these great plans that were shaping their destiny. And from the lips of the spies, the people would learn, Jericho is ripe to be taken. Now what we have in the mission of the spies is, I think, a classic example of a famous truth in Scripture. In Psalm 103 and verse 14, the psalmist said, "The Lord knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust." The Lord and Joshua could simply have commanded Israel and said, "This is your duty and this is my promise. Now step out and do your job in the light of the promise." That would have been perfectly justifiable. But the Lord knows the frame of His people. The Lord understands the dust of which we're made. He knows how weak we are. And thus He met the need of the weakness of the people, and He strengthened them at their weakest point so that they would go in with greater heart and fuller faith to do the work to which He had called them.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.